What's good, everybody? It's the conductor of the train, your boy DJ SJ614.
What's poppin'? It's the man, the myth, the legend, 232, and we are the New York Dolls.
And today with us in the studio, we got a very special guest with us. We got
Genesis Morris. Hi, everyone.
And we're going to dive into Genesis in a bit, but for right now, we're going to kick it on over to Two Skidoo.
Yes, indeed. And y'all, welcome to season 7, man. You know what I'm saying. We feeling lucky this season. First things first, we going to hop on the train and transfer right to our first segment, which is the Daily Dose.
Hey, this is where we say what we got to say. We take each other through our days, our week, our month, whatever is on our spirit right now. We going to lay it out for y'all. So
lay it out flat.
Two, how you feeling right now? What's been going on in life? I feel like I ain't see you in like 2 weeks.
Has it been 2 weeks?
I have no idea. Time is a construct.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. All right. We're going to leave with that.
Okay.
I feel amazing, man. You know what I'm saying? It's been a good day. Mm. It's been a calm week. I can't really complain too much. A nigga got paid.
Okay. Come on, payday. Hey.
Yeah, the payday always make a nigga feel good. You feel me?
So, I know. That's right.
And then, you know, it'll be bi-weekly too. So I'll be waiting on it. It's just like, damn. But, nah, I feel good, man. Today was a calm day. My one of two off days, and I went, got like a mani-pedi with my homie Justin.
Okay.
We was chilling. I had me like some food on the way here and shit. Real calm day. I've been experiencing like ups and downs mentally as far as like music goes, just because like I've been doing this thing now where I'm, like I said before, staying consistent in like everything that I've been saying that I'm gonna do musically.
Yep.
And so, you know, we all have our days where we just like don't really feel like doing some shit, and it's just like still getting through those days despite feeling like that has just been very rewarding, to say the least. So I'm proud of that. And it's just been a lot of growth, a lot of analyzing self and just seeing where I can improve. I've been real sensitive lately too. I don't really know what that's about, but we there. We in the feelings and all of that shit.
I love that.
I just been using them to either make change or make music, and it's been working out in my favor, so I'm happy for that. But, yeah, man, everything is on the up and up right now. A nigga cannot complain. I got a whole lot of shit to do. Not a lot to say.
Okay, period.
but, yeah. I'm gonna pass it to you, my brother.
Love that, love that. And speaking of this whole, I want to jump off of your mani-pedi thing because it just reminded me. I mean, you know, like I love to get my nails done every once in a while. But all my life, I had never gotten a pedi before, right? And, you know, my homegirl Lola, she always, come on, you wag, just get the pedi, da-da-da. I'm always like, something in my spirit just never felt like get a pedicure, you know? And then I listened to this bitch, and then, you know what? Let me not. It's Women's History Month. I listened to this very respectable young lady who is a dear friend of mine, and I got the pedi, and like, and I didn't put two and two together until like months later, right? But maybe like a week after me getting the pedi, a third of my toe turned black, right? And me just like forgetting that the pedi was not even like a thing to me. I was just like, oh my God, I'm dying. Like, why is a third of my toe black? Like, what the fuck is going on? And I really sat there with it like that for like months, right? And because in my head, I'm like, all right, it's as the nail grows, like this black shit will like grow off.
Yeah.
And that was like half true. And it took a long time. And then finally I was like, I hit her up. I'm like, yeah, my toe, da da da. And she's like, oh my God, that's probably from the pedi. She was like, that happens to people sometimes, you know, like they get like a fungus. And I'm like, are you fucking, I'm like, you know what? You're right. That shit happened a week after, da da da. So I'm like, wow, look what not listening to spirit landed me with a motherfucking fungus on my toe for the first time in my life because I got that pedi for the first time in my life. So never since then, that was like a year ago at this point, but like never did it again, never will do it again. I think I'm just comfortable with my feet just not being touched by professionals in that matter, in that sense. Because also, like, when they're down there with the shark, it put me in a real vulnerable place. I noticed that the trauma is coming back out right now. It put me in a real vulnerable place because when I was in that chair, the sharp tools around my toes, I was not comfortable with that. I was like, what if they slice one of these motherfuckers off? Yeah, I don't know. There was just, like, a lot of, I think I experienced anxiety. That's what that was. And I'm not somebody that experiences this feeling a lot. I was very thrown off. I was like, what's going on with me? My spirit, what's happening? I want to get out of this chair, but I'm paying for it. It was a lot going on. But yeah, that's that. Now, to me, I went to go see Larry Owens at Joe's Pub. Joe's Pub is such a fucking vibe. That was a really cute show. It was a really great performance, and it was really dope to see just like this musical comedian who's, I don't even want to say on the rise because he's already like up there, but he's like really doing his thing, Black, and was just like killing it. I've been in a show for like the last month, and that has been such a cool experience, and it's been like...
Did you know that you're listening to a show on CDN?
CDN, or the Carbon Dioxide Network, is a multimedia nexus delivering content underneath the umbrellas of
current events,
Black and Afro-Latinx culture,
spirituality and motivation,
New York City lifestyle,
storytelling,
movie reviews,
arts and entertainment,
and more. If you have any digital content,
like a podcast, vlog, web, or photo series,
that might need a home, look no further.
Here at CDN, we encourage you to get that shit out.
Connecting with like other walks of theater life and like reacclimating back into other walks of theater life. And actually Genesis and I met last year when I was like reacclimating back into theater life.
Period.
Okay. Yo. Hello, come on. So yeah, that it's just been a very interesting experience. And my last show is on this Tuesday, and then that show is done. But then I also have another show on Sunday. It's a one-time thing. It's actually Brothers Black History.
Oh, yes, I'll be there.
Period. Come on. So there's that, and excited for that. That should be a good time. I've been experiencing just daddy life with the puppy at home.
Fix.
Yeah, he's about 9 months now. And, yeah, he, you know, he, Zeno's my pit bull. He's... Yeah. And what's so crazy is that, like, as I'm, like, walking him around in the neighborhood now, it's so funny, like, the comments that I get, because he's a very cute dog. He's, like, chocolate-coated with, like, these green, blue eyes. So I'm, like, the OGs are, like, oh, that's yours, nigga, that's yours? And I'm, like, yeah. And they're, like, nah, props. I see you doing your thing. Like, da-da-da. So I'm getting lots of those comments. I'm getting lots of, like, the... Because he's a very playful dog. He wants to jump on everybody, da-da-da, right? He doesn't know his size. And, like, a lot of people are, like... It's kind of scared of him because he's a fucking pit bull. So I'm getting I'm getting a lot of the comments of like, oh, they get such a bad rap. I'm getting the, you know, do you got him down? Like, so it's just a lot of chit chat as I walk around. And like, honestly, I hate it all. I would rather no one say anything to me. Cause like, I'm not in the,
me too.
Yeah, I'm not
too much on my page.
Yeah. And I'm not the type of dog parent yet that like, really wants to be chatting about the dog when I'm out with him.
I feel that.
And it's the worst whenever I'm at PetSmart. Because mm-hmm. It's just...
When you're actually in pet places, like the dog park or you go to the pet store.
Yeah, it's kind of like I really just want to be left alone with the little nigga so I could get him out and back in. And everybody just be wanting to chat or they just be scared as fuck. So that's been a thing. Work has been insane everywhere. The club and at the organization. And yeah, that's about it from me. It's just busy life. But we here.
Busy B.
Genesis.
Yes.
Tell us what's going on in your life.
Get into it.
Get into it. Yeah.
I wish I could relate to the manicure. it's been months since I've been able to get my nails done. Money's super tight right now, but I would definitely say that this week has been amazing because my community has showed up for me. I went to get coffee with my brother yesterday. Ooh. And he was like a special guest on my little coffee show.
I was going to say, because I know you love some coffee.
Yeah, I do.
Come on.
So he was a special guest on my coffee show. And I was just like, just catching up. Like, we're really close. And I'm just talking about life, how retail is really toxic and I can't stand it. And telling them how they're really doing me dirty and how I'm really not trying to give in to them getting me out of character and just trying to just... You know, I said that I'm only going to be here for 2 years and I'm never going back.
Period.
And I'm coming up on that 2 year mark. So I'm just trying to focus on that, even though I can't go to a happy hour, I can't go shopping, or I can't get my nails done the way I want to.
Yeah.
He's just sent me money and I'm over here like, thank you, brother. And then my sister texts me and she was like, what you doing Thursday? I was like, I don't have anything to do until tomorrow night. And she goes, okay, well, we're going out to eat. And I'm like,
That's right.
And then she goes, you want another drink? And I'm like, stop. I'm like, you know, I'm living the soft sister life. Little sister showed up for me. My older brother showed up for me.
Thanks.
So even though I'm not able to financially be there for myself and things, I am thankful that this week I was just able to just be, and blessings just came my way, though they didn't come the way I wanted them to. And like, even with our like issues that showed up, like I was offered this role for this theater show.
Okay.
And you know, it ended up being something really shady.
Oh,
so
hate that.
Yeah, then I feel like for the past 5 years I've just gotten so comfortable with saying no to so many things for reasons that are just out of my control that it feels so weird to say yes. Like, I know that yes is coming where I know it's right for me regardless of how big the paycheck or whatever is. Yep. Just something that's just made for me. And it did suck that I had to say no once again to things that just were just off. But at least I got fed steak and shrimp.
Come on. So, come on, steak and shrimp.
A little surf and turf.
Exactly. So overall, I had a great week.
I love that. That's I love that for you.
That's great.
And you know what? Like, honestly, like you said, right? Like, you've been listening to spirit. Spirit has been guiding you through this, like, road of what to say yes to and what to say no to. Keep listening to that, because a lot of people don't hear that voice or, like, that part of themselves. And that's a part of you keeping you safe, you know? Like, if you felt like some shady shit was trying to come up in your atmosphere and you... curved it, you know, be proud of that. That's something to be proud of.
Discernment.
Hello. Discernment. And you know, like you said, the universe has been blessing you in other ways, you know, like it's been rewarding you, saying, you know, you're doing a good job, you're doing a good thing. Let me send you this gift through your brother. Let me send you this gift through your sister.
Yes.
So I'm happy that you've also been open to receive those blessings, because there are a lot of people that's like, if I can't do it for myself, I don't want the help. I don't want it for nobody else, like that.
Ding, ding, ding. Was talking to me.
Oh, shit.
Nah, but like, you remember, I used to be like that.
Yeah, you did. Now that you bring it up, yeah, that was definitely you. But you know, you too, you've also grown. So I love that. We do so much, you know, and our presence sometimes is enough. All the time, our presence is enough, to be honest, right? But like, it's like we do so much for other people in ways that you might not even know that you're doing it, right? Just showing up is like enough for some other people. So we have to be receptive when people want to bless us, you know, hold those arms wide open.
That's so true.
Come on. And on that note, we're going to kick it over to today's dose.
Boom, 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 boom. And in today's dose, we're going to get into our sizzling topics. Is the tea really hot or not? Let us see. What you got for us, DJ?
Genesis, if anything comes to your mind, like a topic that's going on today, feel free to like jump in after me.
A topic with me?
A topic with you, the world, some celebrity shit, yeah. I don't know, whatever.
Okay, because I think I got a few.
I love it. Okay. I love it. The only thing that I have is I bumped into this bullshit with basically like the mayor reintroducing the bag checks in New York City.
Yep.
So basically, I'm going to read this like little Instagram post from newyorkgroove.nyc, and they basically said that Mayor Adams this week announced a plan to bring back bag checks at 136 subway stations in response to an uptick in violent incidents on the trains this year, on top of 1,000 NYPD officers added to the system last month. Governor Hochul raised him even more by sending 1,000 National Guard troops and state police to help with the bag checks too. So yeah, it's a little crazy on the MTA right now. You know, we got the troops, we got the officers, we got the, you know, they out
My
there.
My thing is like they sent all those cops and all those National Guard people to the station, but I still ended up reading an article about like this lady that got pushed onto the tracks by her boyfriend.
Go off.
Yes.
And lost her legs. So like, I'm just confused as to like what all the police presence is actually for, because I just think that they just trying to force niggas to pay the fare for real. They could jack that is all of this other shit, but I think that they just trying to get their bread because like they not protecting shit.
I don't know
what that's about.
I completely agree. It's definitely not giving like protect and serve. It's getting make sure the city's getting paid. Okay, get them tickets. Cash
if somebody not getting their money.
Yeah, that's how that's going.
I hopped on my way here, so.
Hello. Hello. Yeah.
$3 for a single ride for a train that was late?
Right.
On a Thursday?
Thank you. It just never makes sense. Yeah. It just never makes sense.
They're wilding. So everybody just be careful. Know your rights. I wish I would have had that brought up too, because I did come across things that you can do in the situation if they do pull you aside. But maybe I'll find that and like read it to y'all later. But Genesis, what you got? What you got for the dose? What you
honestly
got?
For the dose, I got the reunion of Love is Blind.
Oh.
How y'all feel about Clay? What we feel about Clay and AD?
Okay. So here's my truth. I have not watched any Love is Blind since the first season.
So many people have said that.
Which was like during like the pandemic, right? Like I think that's when it came out.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I have no idea what's going on.
I barely watched that. I like watched little episodes here and there. Here and there. It'd be funny, but I never invested.
Yeah.
I'm new to the party. I just started watching season one. Okay. I just got to homeboy talking about his sexuality and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I haven't finished that season. But I can definitely say that season one was very genuine and had real problems.
Yes.
And after that, you want to be famous. I mean, it's been a circus. I want to go to Puerto Rico. I want to go to Mexico.
Hello.
I act like I don't know this man. I do. Give me the rock.
Yeah.
I'll leave you at the altar. No shade. But it's fake, but Clay really played. And it was just like, sir, you're not safe in New York. Like, they could never cast in New York City. So, I feel we're too violent.
I feel like that too, yeah.
Can you explain what Clay did? Because I've been seeing all the conversations. I've been seeing all the hype and stuff. But, like, I haven't been able to really absorb, like, what did this man do? Like, what's going on?
Tweet and not knowing what the fuck they're talking about.
Nah, it's amazing. Because I'm like, damn, there's really, like, there's some shit going on. Yeah, and I know nothing about it. Nothing. So, please put us on.
I mean, I feel like Clay has been his truest self since the pods, and AD just chose to ignore it.
Okay.
But I don't think that she deserved to get left at the altar the way she did, because he kept being like, she'll be like, all right, babe, how's your day going? He'll be like, yeah, you know, my day's going really good. Like, you know, look at the beach. The beach is mad nice. You like your food? Oh my God. Like, was the seasoning good? Because, you know, like, I just don't want to cheat on you. Like, you know, because my dad my dad always cheated on my mom. And, you know, my dad always took me cheating with him. And, like, I just like, but you like your food? You want to go swim?
He's like, by the way, I'm a cheater.
I just don't want to cheat on you. Like, he just kept saying it over and over and over and over and over again. So that was odd. So there were clear signs for AD to just be like, you know, maybe it's not for me.
Yeah.
But she also made it clear, like, you know, if you leave me at the altar, like, I'm good, but I'm not about to be your girl.
Mm.
And she gave him opportunity after opportunity to just say, like, I'm not ready for this. For them to get all the way to the altar, and she did her vows and everything.
Oh.
For him to be like, I love you, but I just can't.
Oh, wow, that's greasy.
You gonna have me go dress shopping? My niece is a flower girl. My mother's here. My father passed away like a year ago, and this is how you do me? I walked down an aisle one time without a father, and now I'm gonna have to do it again because you said, yeah. And the thing is,
that's crazy.
Let that be my sister.
Crazy.
I'm not, I hear I can't, you're not leaving alive. Like, there's no way that you about to do my family like that. So
definitely got to break that nigga legs.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. So I just feel like my dose is the fact that people, I don't like how people keep, now I'm not saying that Clay's not hurt.
Right.
I get it, but then I don't get it because I just feel like we've all, I have daddy issues and I have a wonderful stepdad who is my father and has raised me since forever.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've done the work of growing from what my biological person has done. So for you to be in your 30s, like, well, my dad did this and my dad did that. And everyone's like, oh, my God, like, I want to give him a hug. And he's hurting. Nigga, so the fuck was I. Yeah. And I went to therapy and I'm holding myself accountable and all these things. So for everyone to be like, it's like, okay, but he still need to get beat up.
Right. Right.
That's it.
They've never got their ass whooped.
So, thank you.
Damn.
So, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. OD. I'm a tune in soon, eventually.
I say just do the highlights. Just do the highlights.
Okay, okay. that's real.
Next anime night we get.
Yep, yeah.
Oh, y'all are anime people.
We're anime people.
Okay, we love.
Yeah, we like to set up little anime nights and, you know, do what it do. Sometimes anime don't get watched, but that's okay. You know,
sometimes it just be music videos.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, vibes.
Concert time. Yeah, I'm gonna get on that because that sounds fucking wicked.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And nothing from you, right, too?
Nah. Our today's dose was basically the same thing because that was just wild to me. Honestly.
And this is the same. This is the same show and season that the whole that girl who said she looks like Megan Fox.
I keep hearing about that too.
Yeah,
she could be her like eighth cousin.
Yeah, eighth cousin go crazy, when you see it, you're gonna be
God.
Makes sense.
That couple was very cringy too.
Megan Fox.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, we're going to hop on over to our next segment. This is Life in the Concrete Jungle. All right. This is our guest section. We want to kick it off by asking you, Genesis, what do you do here and how are you doing it?
How am I doing in the concrete jungle?
Yeah. How are you doing it? What do you do here and how are you doing it?
I don't even know what I do here. I feel like...
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah, I feel like I'm really in a place where I'm just trying to survive and not lose my head. Mm. Like, I did so much work to be in a place where I am mentally sane. Mm. And with all this chaos of, like, being a creative, trying not to get caught... Like, I don't want to be a victim to people taking advantage of me or something like that and trying to do what I love while I can because I don't have too many responsibilities, but also trying to make money. I want to travel. So I feel like I'm in a place of, like, I guess being a hustler.
Okay, come on.
Like, okay, I do retail, kind of. Yeah. I don't know. I might get fired tomorrow. I don't know. Uh-oh. Who's hiring? And, yeah, I feel like I'm just, maybe surviving is not the word. Because I just feel like I hear surviving and I feel like that's just like me struggling or something. It's like, you know, I don't got no money today, but I look good.
Thriving. You're thriving.
I'm thriving. I am thriving in the concrete jungle.
Come on.
So, yeah, you know, I might not have no money today, but I might have money next week.
Remind me, off the air, after the show, just bring this up again so I can holler at you. Because I have a thought in mind. I love that.
What was the second question?
How are you doing it? But I think you got through that too.
Oh.
You answered that first.
Yeah. Thriving artist.
Yes.
That's what it sounds like to me. Thriving motherfucking artist, baby. I love that. So I want to get into a few things. Hello, brother. Yes, welcome. We have another guest joining us on the mic. Right. I want to get into Bird's Talk with the Babes.
Jeez, bro and band. So we had to rebrand, but we can talk about the rebrand.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Because that was going to be my next thing. All right. So we've rebranded into Jeez, Brew and Banter. Take me through that story. Like what was the inception of this show? Tell us what this show is and talk about that rebrand moment and like what happened there.
So honestly, the show really started from my best friend, Laura. She was like, you're always talking about Birch. Like, you should just be more intentional with it and you should interview people or do something like that. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. Like, why would I do that? Like, I'm on Instagram and people feel like they know me, but you don't know everything about me. And I like to keep it that way. I like that I'm mindless on Instagram. I hate having to post, okay, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. It's like, if I feel like posting, I'll post. If I don't, I don't.
Yeah.
And then things started going left with my job.
Okay.
And I'm really good at always finding a new job. And I was like, I told myself that the next job that I have is going to be something that I love. Like,
love that.
Even if I don't make it to Hollywood, like, it's going to be something along that path. Baby, like, I'm trying to be in front of the camera. So I just, you know, tried to, like, quiet myself and think, like, okay. A lot of people keep saying YouTube, they keep saying this. Like, you know what? I'm going to reach out to Laura and she's going to help me. Like, let's see what vision she has. Let me just hear this girl out. Yeah. What? So we sat, we talked about it. We came up with Birch Talks with the Babes. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to interview my family. Like, this, that, and the third. And it started off with that. And I just had so much fun. Like, during the pandemic, I had, like, a YouTube channel with my family because everyone's like, oh, my God, your family's so cool. Y'all are so funny. Your dad's hilarious. He's crazy. Your mom, ugh, oh, my God. So I was like, and I had a lot of fun doing it, and I loved editing. So,
oh, wow. I do not hear that a lot.
I love it. Wow. Oh, I love it. I can get lost in it. It's fun for me.
Okay.
Yes.
I love that. Wow.
So, interview like my mom, my cousin, my brother, and stuff like that. And I just enjoyed how each time I did a video, I was like, oh my God, next time I'm going to try it like this. Okay, I messed up. Maybe I need to talk a little slower. Maybe I need to, I keep over talking people. Let me try it this way. And I just, people started reaching out to me like, oh my God, when can I be on the show? I'm like, me.
Facts.
Come this on.
Is interesting.
Right.
I'm like, wow. And then I had booked this dance gig, and the person that booked me, he got out the car and he goes, yes, this is the coffee girl. Yeah, when am I gonna be on your show? And I'm like, wow, like y'all are really, this is fun. Ah. So after that, I interviewed my brother. And he only came to the coffee shop. People only want to come here because of me.
Okay. And the coffee shop is Birch.
Yes.
Okay.
That's my favorite coffee shop.
Love it.
So I worked at Equinox for like 5 years, and there was a Birch across the street, and that's how I fell in love with Birch. So I've been, and I remember when I first started going to Birch, like, I would always tag them and be like, yeah, I'm here. I'm having my coffee.
Yes.
And I thought it was odd that they never reposted me. And I was like, you know, I'm not going to, whatever. Like, maybe I said ass or something. Maybe they just don't want any curse words. And I was like, you know, I'm not going to think too much on it. But it was something that was very clear. I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to take it like that.
Yeah.
And I would, like, try to, like, tone myself down to see if they would repost me. And they really wouldn't. But yeah. I was like, whatever. So I still made Birch Talks with the Babes. And what made me want to rebrand is the fact that I have my brother on. And he's, like, into music. He's into tech. He does many different things. Very successful. And he has a lot of followers.
Mm-hmm.
And when I posted our video, they liked it and just immediately went and followed him.
Love it.
And he texts me like, yo, this is weird. Like, why do they follow him and they don't follow you? And I was like, what?
Crazy.
So after that, I was just like, so many people have been like, you should change the name. Like, you're giving them free publicity. I'm like, so what? Like, I'm not really, I'm doing this because I'm having fun.
Right.
And I'm really trying to find the joy in many different things I do because it's hard being an adult and doing those things when you're worried about the first of the month. Bills, yep. Credit cards, college loans. Ugh.
Yep.
So when they followed him, I was like, okay, so it is fuck me. And you know, whatever. And then someone that I went to school with, I had like went on a little rant. Like, I'm not beefing with Birch, but like, you know, it's really clear. And when y'all spin a block on me, you're gonna be shitting yourself.
Come on.
But whatever.
Come on.
So I made it clear, and my old classmate used to work at Birch. She goes, girl, they really only cater to like Upper East Side private school stay-at-home moms. And like, you know, they're cool and everything, but like, so am I.
Hello.
And we both go to Birch, so I don't understand what the T is.
Exactly.
So after that, I was like, you know what? I'm changing the name. And I didn't know what it was going to be because I really love Birch Talks with the Babes. Even when I film now, thank God for editing, because I'll start off the video like, welcome back to Birch Talks with the Babes. Like, Please ruin banter. It's great.
Yeah.
So, but I feel like with a new year and me rebranding and changing it to G's Brew and Banter, I feel like more opportunities have opened up for me because restaurants have reached out to me like, oh, will you review our food? Yeah. I love coffee, but I also love wine.
So okay, come on.
I could do like a Brew and Banter after hours with wine.
Come on.
So I just have a lot of fun with that because I get to film, especially with all this free time I have while I'm looking for a new job. I'm just able to connect with people, learn about people, talk to people, and just vibe out over some coffee, wine, margarita, who knows? Yes. So I feel like that is how we got to the rebranding of G's Brew and Banter. And I don't know what's next for that, but it's keeping me sane, it's keeping me happy, and it's keeping me motivated to wake up, get dressed, and get out and enjoy the day no matter what.
Facts.
And thank you for taking us on that journey.
Of course.
Coffee. What about coffee ignites you?
Honestly, I really feel like it's the environment created around the coffee. It was hard for me during the pandemic because all of the coffee shops were closed. And, you know, in New York City, you have really, really, really small apartments. And it was a family of six in a two-bedroom in the middle of my parents moving. Mm. So it was a lot of us. So it's really more about being able to, like, escape reality or recenter myself, journal, and be able to just sip on caffeine. Because no shade, I mean, shocking, but coffee doesn't really do anything for my energy. It's more comforting for me versus, oh my God, I only got 2 hours of sleep last night.
Yeah. Right.
It's more like if everyone wants to be safe mentally,
period.
Make sure I got my coffee.
I know that's
so
right.
So I feel it's comforting and like the environment is what's enlightening.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that. I love it. And I got a couple more things, but before I jump over to our other guests, I want to know, can you explain your Instagram handle? Super__dub. What's that about? Where'd that come from?
How old was I? I feel like I was 18 or 17.
Okay.
I don't know where me and my family, we were coming from somewhere, but I was on the train and I was just so angry because I've been dancing since I was 3, and like I had a great childhood. I wouldn't change anything about it, but most of my time was spent in the studio, in rehearsal. I wasn't really at any sweet 16s, quinceañeras, any type of birthday parties because I always had something to do. I always had a show, physical therapy, stuff like that. And even like getting ready for college, it's like I'm leaving parties early. Like, okay, I have an audition tomorrow. I have this or I have to do that. And then the very few times where my mom would be like, okay, you can go to this party or you can go to this friend's house, I would go and I would be like, I want to go to the studio. Like, it was hard for me to be interested in what my peers were interested in. Like, my friends or classmates were like, drinking or doing things at super early ages. And it's like, you know, y'all can do that and that's fine. But just depending on that as a crutch to have fun, I was just like, oh God, are the police going to get called? Oh my God, I can't go to jail. And I'm panicking.
Right, right.
And then also like, you know, everyone being boy crazy and girl crazy and wanting a boyfriend and losing their virginity. And I'm just like, I really don't care about that. And then even the things that I was interested in, like, okay, I want a boyfriend, but I want him to be my friend first. I want us to be real friends. And everything not to be based off of being physical. And I feel like anyone I would talk to, it just got straight to sending explicit pictures or telling me what they want to do to me. And I'm like, this is weird. Like, I'm not into that. Like, I want to go out. I want to enjoy the city. Like, there's so many different things to do. And I was just venting to my mom about this. And I was like, I'm just a dub. Like, I just don't want anything, and I just can't stand this. And it's like, life is a dub. You know what? It's a super dub. Like, I just can't. Da-da-da-da. Like, you know what? If I'm going to be alone, and I'm not going to have that many friends. And this didn't even go for romantic relationships. Yeah. This went for, like, friendships, period. Yep. And I'm like, if this is just what life is going to be, like, I'm a super dub. That's it. I'm a super dub. That's just what it is. So that's how that name came about, because it's just like, I feel like I'm just now getting to places where I have my community, but overall, I do find a lot of peace with just being on my own.
Yeah.
Facts.
Wow. I love that.
That's a good question. Dang.
Come on. I love getting into the origin. All right. Well, we're going to return. Do you have anything too? If not, that's fine. I just don't want to be bulldozing.
I'm just absorbing over here. I love about that. Genesis.
Come on. Absorb away. So we're going to come back to you in a little bit, Genesis. But for
No problem.
Right now, I want our most recent guest that joined the mic to introduce
himself. Yeah, most recent.
Come on.
Come on, snuck in the room.
Introduce yourself. And then I want to know directly after, what do you do here in the concrete jungle, and how are you doing it?
Okay. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
It is the one and only Jaquan Surge, that part, yes, New sir. York. Come yes, on. God. Repeat that question again.
What do you do here, and how are you doing it?
When you say here where?
In New York City.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Brother, yes. Before you get into it, I just want to let you know there's white clothes on the table if you want one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, brother will be lit off half a can.
Oh, no, ma'am. Yeah.
I'm just extending.
But, yes, I am a caterer first. I love food, that part. Just look at me. Wow. And writer, director, producer, singer, actor. Yeah, the whole nine, that part.
Everything.
I love it. And how are you doing all these things here?
Geez. By the grace of God, I'm able to multitask and wear so many hats. My career has been ever since I was a kid. So I learned from the best and was able to juggle. Right now I have a few things even coming up. So, you know. Yeah.
Okay, I love that. Can you tell us what you have coming up?
Sure. So Sunday, interestingly, Black History, we know, was in February. But for me, Black History is every month.
Facts.
That part.
Every day.
Baby, you better come on with this
show. You know, subjected to just one month. It's every month. It's every day. You know, wear your blackness on your skin. You know what I'm saying?
Mariana!
So, also being that it's Women History Month, I decided I wanted to do Blacks, Women, History Show.
Hello.
So, I'm going to be having a showcase on this Sunday, March 17th in Brooklyn at the Bible Way House of Blessings, which is located on 675 Franklin Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11238.
Come on, zip code.
That part.
No one can get lost.
Yes, God. And I will be having that show on a day. It is a show pretty much bringing together different artists. There'll be, of course, singing, acting, dance, spoken word pieces.
Yes.
There's also an inspirational speaker that will be there. He was actually my teacher when I was in middle school. So he offered to do it for me. So, you know, free refreshments, that part, $30. Come through.
What kind of refreshments we talking about?
Yes, God.
I was about to say, with your wine.
Yeah, what kind of refreshments we talking about?
We talking about cake and punch. That's it. You know, because I believe that if it's going to be free, I'm not going to do too much. So I'm going to make it just very nice and simple. A beautiful cake, beautiful slices, and, you know, very nice gowns. And some punch, a little soda, a little Kool-Aid mix, that part.
All right, come on, Kool-Aid. Yes, keeping the hood healthy.
A little soda Hawaiian punch.
Hello.
I love that. So how are you putting on this show? How are you producing this show?
Great question. Usually I have sponsors that help out with a lot of my shows. When I first started, it was pretty much just an out-of-pocket type of deal. Not saying that I'm rich. Matter of fact, I am rich in God. Thank you.
That's right.
So I was able to make it happen. Friends, of course, always donate. Family, definitely have a good family that donates to my projects. But it's all about, you know, reaching out to people, not being scared to ask.
That's right.
Because back in the day, I was not the type of Scorpio that would love to ask for help. But I had to mature and understand that, baby, you got to ask for help if you need it.
Baby, and this is such divine enlightenment. Because like two just said, we were just talking about knowing when to accept a blessing and accept help before you got here. So
it is so true.
Yeah.
If you ask, you shall receive. And I had to get to the place where I was like, you know what? The worst thing I can hear is no, or I don't got it.
Yeah.
You know, and move on with my life and just go to the next person and ask. And if you can do it, then cool. If you can't, cool. It's no problem. So,
everybody.